I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We would love to know, what did you win? Or maybe, what did you come so close to winning, but you didn't win, and you're still bummed out that you didn't win? 206-803-ROCK. Allison from Edmonds, what did you win?
So I won a VCR and a whole bunch of, like, Who concert paraphernalia, but, like, no tickets. And I had to sing on the radio.
You had to sing on the radio?
What song did you sing?
Well, I have to explain first. They said you need to be the fourth caller and you have to be singing when we pick up the phone. And I was shocked when it started ringing, and because I never got through. And like, they kept picking up and hanging up because there was no sound. Like, they didn't even give it a minute. The only song I could think of was My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean.
Can you give us a rendition of that right now?
Sure. My Bonnie lies over the ocean.
That was beautiful, Allison.
Hey, Allison, what are you doing this morning at 9:20-ish?
It's my Thursday is my day off, and I am working out in my home gym. It's biceps and triceps day.
Oh, biceps and triceps, my favorite day.
I was thinking
we're giving away Who tickets with Hook or Shook. And if you're up for it, we'll have you play. And if you win, then you'll actually win the tickets and not win a VCR.
Oh, sure. When is it?
9:20.
9:20 this morning. When we call, you have to start singing My Body Lies Under the Ocean. No, I'm kidding. Would you be up for that?
Okay, I will call at 9:20. I will set my alarm.
We'll put you on hold. We'll get your number. That way you don't have to worry about all that crap.
Okay.
All right. Awesome.
That's so great.
Why not? We heard her do it. She did it better.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, what did you win or what did you almost win and you're still really bummed out that you didn't?
I love this text. Someone said, I won a year's supply of hot dogs from a gas station when I was living in Missouri. I thought it'd be coupons, but they literally handed me 365 frozen hot dogs and a garbage bag.
Oh my gosh. I mean, if you don't have the freezer space for that, what are you going to do? Just hand them out to the neighbors?
I think you got
to
hit Home Depot or Lowe's. Or get Hose when you combine the two stores.
Yes. Get a big old deep freezer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Another person says, I was on The Price is Right. I made it to the Showcase Showdown, overbid by $40. Still hurts to this day.
Oh, $40. That's so close yet so far. 206-803-ROCK. Lana from Everett. What did you win?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're great. How you doing, Lana?
Awesome. I was actually in North Dakota, and I had a Pontiac that was still under warranty, but there were no Pontiac dealers, so I had to go to a Subaru dealer to get my oil changed.
Okay.
And while I was waiting, you could only be in the showroom, and they had, and this was a Subaru, so I was just looking at the cars, and, you know, the salesman comes up, and we're just kind of joking, and I'm looking in the back seat, and I have really good visual spatial acuity. I mean, I can look at something or even a box and give you the exact dimensions if I put my hands around it. So we ended up making a
like,
bet.
Sir, you're lying about your size. No, sorry.
No. It really is. So I ended up betting this guy, the salesperson, that this car had a bigger back seat than the other one. And he's like, no. And I said, yeah. And he says, do you want to bet the car on it? And I'm like, oh, my God, this is serious. So I went, yeah, and we shook hands on it. And half an hour later, he came back and told me that the back seat was like an inch and a half bigger. So I won.
What?
That is, so what, if you lost, what were you offering up? Or is it just like, hey, if you're right, you win the car? There was no other side to the bet?
It wasn't said, but I would probably venture to say that I would have had to have purchased that car.
Well, good on you, Lana.
So did you end up leaving with the car?
No, I was you know, I took it more of as a joke, and I told him, he was sweating. I could really see it, because he was going to have to tell his boss that he just gave away a car on a bet. But no, I told him it's okay. I didn't want it, and he was very relieved.
Oh, I bet you just saved him his job.
Brand loyal to Pontiac. 206-803-ROCK. Carlos in Seattle, what did you win?
Good morning.
What's up, Carlos?
Well, if you remember the Regis and Kathy Lee morning show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I got to speak to the king, Mr. Regis Philbin, and on their trivia segment, I won a trip before to Jamaica. It was a $10,000 trip.
Holy cow!
Do you remember what the trivia question was?
Yes, it was, what country was Evander Holyfield from? And which is Canada. I believe, if I remember correctly, the answer was Canada.
Did you know that, Steve?
No, I wouldn't have guessed Canada. If I had three guesses, I probably wouldn't even thought to guess Canada. That's amazing.
Yeah, and then what's crazy is, then that was the grand prize, obviously $10,000 prize. And then, so they restarted a new contest. And of course, I'm like, okay, why shouldn't I enter again? And sure enough, they called me like 2 months later. And then I went another trip, and this time to St. Lucia for two.
Oh my, and you went on these trips?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was insane.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it was like one of those Sandals resorts where everything's taken care of. You go there for a week and just don't remember half of it.
It's so bonkers. Like, you win once, you're like, okay, well, I'm never going to win again. Then you end up winning again.
That is not the luck that I have in my life. 206-803-ROCK. Tara from Linwood, what did you win?
I won a box of Oprah's favorite things for myself and my friend. I've won $1,000 Warren winch for my truck. I won a meet and greet with Fleetor Kinney and a signed album with them.
Oh, I love that band. That's so cool. The one that piqued my interest, though, were you on Oprah's show?
No, actually, I was a Weight Watchers member at the time, and she was their sponsor or whatever. She, you know, owned part of it, and I guess they were doing some drawing thing, and I got picked, and what's funny is my membership location put my maiden name, so they didn't believe it was me that actually won it, but I was the one that won it.
Did you have to get divorced and go back to your old name to get them?
Thanks.
No, luckily they shipped it straight to me, so I didn't have to deal with that.
Nice. That's amazing. I'm very jealous. I don't win anything cool like that.
Are you trying to win stuff?
I mean, I guess if you're not taking shots, you're not going to win anything. I need to enter more contests.
Yeah, way to go, Wayne Gretzky.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.